Nearly a third of federal contract spending, or around $130 billion a year, goes through indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contracts, IDIQs. It's a surprisingly durable practice, but the products mix has shifted and not all the buying is competitive. For an update, we turn to Bill Woods, Director of IT Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And Bill, you didn't find anything horrible going on here. So what was the impetus for studying IDIQs of all things?
Well, Senator McCaskill, who is very active in the contracting arena, wanted us to do some work looking at the indefinite delivery contracts to find out the scope, what they're used for, and something about the extent to which they are competed.
Interestingly, I mean, back in the heavy product buying days, IDIQs were competed among vendors to get the IDIQ, but then once established, they had all the business. I'm thinking of the Air Force desktop contracts of the 1990s. You may recall those, or actually they go back to the 80s. But it's a little different nowadays, isn't it?
It is different. And Congress, in the mid-1990s, in the Federal Acquisition Streamlining Act, provided a statutory basis for these indefinite contracts. One of the things they wanted to accomplish was this downstream competition, that once the basic contract was in place, they envisioned a situation where these multiple award contract holders would compete for the downstream task orders and delivery orders.
And so that's why we have a lot of government-wide acquisition IDIQs, but are there still also single agency and single purpose IDIQs?
Most definitely there are. One of the surprising things to us was the extent to which we found single award indefinite contracts. We thought it would be mostly multiple award, but to our surprise, most of these indefinite contracts are single award contracts.
So that would mean the big deals like the GSA's Alliant program or the NIH IDIQs, which are sometimes hundreds of awardees, six or tens or hundreds in some cases, those are the exception rather than the rule?
Those are the some of the larger multiple award indefinite contracts that we found. NIH and GSA runs huge programs with, as you say, hundreds of contract holders. But we did find that a lot of the dollars are spent on these single award contracts. And that's where the contractors have specialized expertise. They own the intellectual property, the underlying data that's needed to perform the contract. Those sorts of reasons justify the award of single award contracts.
And before we get into some details of some of them, what kinds of dollars, when you say a large amount of dollars, is the majority of dollars of that $130 billion through those non-competing ones, or what
yes.
is it?
On the single award, the majority of the dollars, about 60%, are spent on the single award contracts.
And is that because of DOD spending, or does that also happen on the civilian side?
It happens on both sides. DOD is far and away the largest user of these indefinite contracts. They account for about two-thirds of the spending on these types of contracts. There are several large players on the civilian side, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Homeland Security, Department of Veterans Affairs. Those are the largest civilian agency users, but they pale in comparison to the Department of Defense.
And these non-competitive IDIQs tend to be agency-specific. There's not too many government-wide ones, are there? Or are there any?
There are some, but your observation is correct. They tend to be agency-specific.
We're speaking with Bill Woods, Director of IT Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Give us an example of, say, an IDIQ that is single-vendor, non-competitive, that nevertheless can be justified that way, say, in the Defense Department.
Sure. The Navy has a program for dismantling Tomahawk missiles. They have a defined useful life, and once they're beyond that useful life, they need to be decommissioned. There's only one contractor that has the intellectual property, that knows how these missiles were put together, and therefore knows how to disassemble them in a safe and secure manner. So that's an example where the Navy uses an indefinite contract. They know they're going to need these missiles decommissioned, but they don't know exactly how many, at what point in time, where they're located, that sort of thing. So they use an indefinite contract, but there's only one contractor that can do that work.
And is there an advantage to having a IDIQ contract for that versus just calling up that vendor every time you need a bunch of missiles decommissioned and say, hey, here's a new batch?
Absolutely, there is an advantage because all of the terms and conditions are established in that underlying contract so that there's no need to renegotiate, to reestablish that those underlying terms and conditions. They can just proceed right to the task order when the need arises.
And is there any point of reference for those agencies or for people that might want to get into that business of what it should cost? I think that's a should cost as a Pentagon term these days, to take the warhead and scrap a missile.
Yes. When they enter into the original contract with the vendor, they will spend an extensive amount of time determining what's a fair and reasonable price. They will obtain, in many instances, cost or pricing data. They will use the services of the defense contract audit agency to review that data and help the Navy determine what a fair price is. So they spend an awful lot of time on establishing the upfront price.
Now, it's not GAO's or the Navy's job to advise companies on business development, but do you think that in the general sense it's possible for another company to say, golly, we could get into that business because we have the right tools and we could get the right people to, say, just continuing with that example, decommission missiles. Does the presence of these IDIQs preclude other people from ever coming into that particular line of business?
The problem in other companies entering that line of business is not so much the existing contract that's in place, but the ownership of the underlying data. They do not have the intellectual property, the data, the manuals, the skilled workforce needed to be able to accomplish the work. There's a tremendous amount of investment made over many years by the company that's involved here, and there are few opportunities for other companies to enter the market.
So it sounds like the company that does the decommissioning is the company that built the thing in the first place.
That's exactly right.
And getting over to the multiple award IDIQs, did your study show that there is good level of competition among the 1,200, I guess, in Navy Seaport E, 2,000 contractors that might be under those?
We did find a very healthy level of competition for the most part. About 85% of the dollars spent on these multiple award contracts are competed. So there was healthy levels of competition. One thing that I should point out, though, is that we found a number of instances where the agency set out to conduct a competition among these multiple award contract holders, and there was only one vendor that submitted an offer. We found that in a number of instances.
Yeah, so that's up to the companies then if they want to work the deal they got, because they spent a lot of money to get onto those IDIQs.
Spent a lot of money, made an investment, but they have their own business reasons for choosing where and when to compete.
Now, GAO made no recommendations on this latest study. Do you get the sense that Senator McCaskill is satisfied with how things are going?
Senator McCaskill has a longstanding and keen interest in all issues involving contracting. We wanted to use this report just to establish some baseline data to get a picture of how things are operating. So I would envision that whether it's through the sponsorship of Senator McCaskill or others, we will get back in and take a deeper look at some of the use of these contract vehicles.
All right, we'll have to look forward to that one. In the meantime, Bill Woods is Director of IT Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Find a link to his report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.